Sims, welcome back to MHA Characters X Listener. This is the Asui Suyu X Female Listener. I am trying to find male stories. It's just really difficult. Trust me, I will probably find one. Maybe. We'll figure it out. If I can't find any, we're gonna make our own, I guess. Yeah. So let's get started. Can we finally come out about us dating now, Asui? You look over at your girlfriend, whose face now looked nervous. She didn't make you upset. No, she wasn't. But she wasn't sure if she was ready to let anyone know you two were dating. Not that she was ashamed of you. No, she loved you very much. Just she wasn't sure everyone would act. She wasn't sure everyone would act if they knew she liked girls. She knew that you were out to everyone about how you like girls, and they seemed okay with it, but that was you, not her. Asui was trying to figure out the right words to say to you. She didn't want you to feel like she was ashamed of you, or she didn't want people to know about you two. She did, but she was scared. "Wayan, I love you, but I'm not sure if I'm okay with coming out yet," she said, slightly nervous, shifting awkwardly. He just let out a small sigh. "It's Pride Month. I think it'd be a great time to come out," you said, mumbled loudly, enough for her to hear. She was getting more nervous. She didn't want to fight with you. But when you sighed loudly and started talking again, she was scared. What would come out of your mouth? "Fine, I understand though. It's sometimes hard to come out to friends and family. So, if I need to, I'll wait." You smile slightly. "You know I'm not gonna force you. Just wish I could tell everyone and make it known so the boys would stop looking at you all the time. Know how hard it is to deal with looking at you all the time. Know how hard it is to deal with, and I can't really say anything." Asuri wasn't sure what to say. Of course, she wanted everyone to know that she was with you. And honestly, she went through the same thing with Jiro. She went through the same thing with Jiro anyways, looking at you. But she was scared, and she didn't know what to do. It was something new before she was like, oh my god, I can't speak. Before you, she never liked girls. She barely liked anyone. But you, God, the moment she's seeing you, she swear her heart beat fast. "Faster. I love you, Mayan," Asui mumbled. You glanced at her for a moment before kissing her cheek. "I know," you mumbled. "But that doesn't mean I'm gonna let this go. I said I'll wait, but I want to tell everyone about us," you mumbled quietly. You said it more to yourself than her. You two were hanging out in the dorm living space when Jiro came up and sat down on the other side of you. You gave Jiro a smile before letting your attention go back to Asui, but Jiro tapped you on the shoulder. You glanced at her. "Wayan, I found this new song that you might like. Maybe if you want, you can come to my room and I can show you it." Jiro smiled at you. You gave her a small nod before speaking. "Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay, maybe later." You were trying to be nice. Jiro was your friend, and even though she seemed to take interest in you, you didn't feel that way about her. You didn't let her down, somehow, which was why you wanted Asui to come out with it and let everyone know you were dating, so at least you would have a good excuse to give Jiro. You turned back to Asui, her face stone cold. She looked like she was gonna be sick. "You okay?" you whispered to her. She just gave you a small nod. You could tell Asui was feeling uneasy when Jiro was around you. Not that she thought anything was gonna happen. But still knowing and seeing Jiro have your attention made her feel on edge. "Hey, Wayan," you heard again from behind you. Once again, you turn around to Jiro. "Hey, I know it's kind of odd request, but do you think..." Before Jiro could finish what she was saying, you heard your girlfriend speak up. "Jiro, Wayan is my girlfriend." She was loud, louder than she must wanted. Because when you turned to her, her face was filled with fear. Everyone around you, was now staring. Asui felt like she was gonna be sick. You slightly laughed as you stared at Asui. "Oh, gonna say it now?" you joked. But when she grabbed onto your hand and squeezed it, you changed your tone. You took the other hand and rubbed her cheek. "It's okay, Asui," you whispered. "I'm sorry, Asui. I didn't know, but it's cool that you two are together," Jiro stuttered as she stood up. You could hear the pain in her voice, and you felt bad and wanted to tell her you were sorry. But with your girlfriend being like this, you couldn't. But Asui didn't reply. She was still staring at nothing. You were quick to look around at who was around you, pleading for them with your eyes to say something that would make Asui feel better. Luckily, Uraka spoke up. "Asui, it's okay, we accept you, right guys?" She looked back at her friends. "Right, Asui, there's no reason to be scared or whatever. We accept you. And you don't think we accept Wayan. And you don't think we would accept Wayan, and that's not right. And not you, right?" Kirishima spoke up. "Yeah, Asui, we love you the way you are. And plus, Wayan is such a cute... You and Wayan are such a cute couple," Momo spoke up. You turn to Asui, who is now looking at her friends with teary eyes. She was quick to wipe them and finally smiled. "Really?" she spoke up softly. With all the smiling faces around her, she felt better. She felt accepted. Her face now happy and felt relieved. You were happy that now you could kiss her and show her how much you loved her around everyone, which you were going to do now. You leaned over and gave her a kiss on her lips in front of everyone. At first, Asui froze, but then she relaxed, giving you a kiss back. "I'm happy I can kiss you whenever I want now," you laughed. That's the end of the story. I have to go find more. Have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.